Hello,
Hey there, this is going to be an interesting show. And like I said in the description, it's a departure from what I've been doing. And before we get started, I'm going to have, for anybody calling in, I'm going to have a problem with that because I haven't been on a show in a while with Blog Talk. And I fear that I'm not going to be able to make it all happen today. So I just want to talk to you and give you some information about why I'm doing this, a little deeper conversation. And so I don't know really how this is going to work. I've got a mic, and because viewers on my other show said it was hard to hear me, so now I've got a mic. To let you know, I also have podcast on Spotify. So you can find me there as well. I'm departing from many things I started there, you know, giving, I'm a Bible for resources for people with disabilities. It's been my industry for about 10 years and before that law. And I am just suddenly, and this brings me to what this is all about really quickly. And so I've had a traumatic accident on December 25th, 2021. That led me down the path of more trauma. I'm in physical therapy, but I'm doing great. It mostly affected my right leg, and I'm walking pretty good. I have a bit of a gimp, but I feel pretty good. I got my baseball cap on, and my dog is laying right near my foot. His name's Kane. We will do a few videos, so we're going to have some fun with that, but I'm afraid I'm going to need a little help with the technical side of this, or I may not. I mean, I just want to warn you. So I was with this whole Biden, Pelosi, Newsom, Democrat crap that's going on now. The fact that they won any election is just still a shocker to me, because I didn't realize there was that many people uninformed. But I'm not really so concerned about that, and this show is not going to be really focused on that. This show is going to be about listening to each other. It's going to be a place that lesbian conservatives can feel comfortable, because let's face it, we are completely uncomfortable. And the lesbian community has completely spit us out, pun definitely indicated. So I would not, to tell you the truth, I'm a conservative, right? Okay, we get that. If conservatives behaved as corrupt and as badly as Democrats do, I would not be a conservative. I'm of a party that doesn't need to go out there and bang a gay flag for you to know that this party believes in equality. They don't need to buy your love. They don't need to buy your vote. But the Democrats, that's what they do. Now, we're going to talk some politics from what I review and, you know, just kind of out there. Did you know that over 500,000 people left California so far? I think it's fair to say within the last year and a half, as I remember those numbers. And I will be doing some more deeper research, but today I wanted to say hi. And thank you for being here. This is a safe space for lesbian conservatives. I have grown impatient and frustrated and pissed off with the fact that Democrats control my voting choice, my bumper sticker on my car, whether I wear in the wintertime a wool Trump hat, whether, you know, I have a red T-shirt that says Trump. And I found myself fearful and oppressed. What does violence do? Women know this. Okay, what does violence do? Violence oppresses people, in particular women. Society, males have utilized violence to keep us down. Never, ever would I have guessed that lesbians would do it to themselves and their sisters. So here I want to talk about sisterhood, because it's dead. When Biden became president, it was on life support. Now it is dead, and I'm here to revive it, because sisterhood and friends and people that believed in me, whether I voted one way or another. I mean, it wasn't even a question who you voted for, you know, 20 years ago, as it should be. Now, I grew up in a home where my dad was a Republican and my mom was a Democrat. They would fight about things, but not that. When my dad was home from flying for the Navy, he would come home. We'd be sitting down to dinner, myself and my brothers, and they would be talking about issues. My parents were educated and very informed and liked to talk about stuff. They're real smart. And so I grew up with conversation. What a new concept. And now Democrats have completely destroyed the structure and fabric of this country. You can't have a free-for-all. Look at Brazil, Guatemala. Look at some of these other countries who have struggled. Cuba, still struggling with socialism. There is no Democrat Party anymore. We say Democrat, but there isn't a party. It's socialism. When you start going down the path, as Democrats have, being selective to serve one side of the aisle, Democrats have lost control to gain power and to throw you out the little candies, free. Well, the thing is that's a single agenda for a single group. How can anybody support a party that doesn't understand the definition of constituent? When Trump was in office, Reagan was in office, you know, there was this concept of America that the president served everyone alive and breathing. And that's not the agenda. The agenda for Democrats is a single agenda, and that is to bring you over to their side. And as a lesbian, I felt so oppressed. My views were oppressed. I was sad because I couldn't talk to people unless I knew they were conservative. Thank God. I hate Facebook, but I have to say, and I'm on Truth and I'm on Rumble, making my way out of Facebook, but I have conservative friends, not lesbian friends per se. A few of them are in there. And we have a lot of fun on Facebook just talking about, oh, and then there's Hunter Biden. Democrats have spent a fortune trying to destroy Trump. Too dumb to figure out that he's bulletproof. And we still have a country of honor and truth and integrity. So the impeachment, the Hillary's claims, oh, he's working with Russia. Well, who's taking us to war with Russia and China is little old Biden, demented Biden. And what his son did and what they did, there's evidence of all of that. And frankly, Hunter's a whore. Can you imagine? I mean, they look at, you know, Democrats have now gotten the DOJ to sing their songs. Well, everything. And can you imagine the threats to Clarence Thomas, Justice Thomas, because he didn't agree with their views? This is what Hitler, you died or you were gassed if you didn't agree with his view. Do you understand that? History is repeating itself through Democrats. And then this woke stuff in the schools, and then the misunderstanding of Democrats don't read. They vote and they think and they speak on hysteria, emotional, mentally unstable. They don't pay any attention. For example, DeSantis. This is going back just a little bit. A few months, when the bill came up for kindergarten children to be free to express themselves as gay, lesbian, trans, all this bullshit. The alphabet's too fucking long. And I think lesbians, the L needs to jump out of there. And I felt that way for so many years, I can't tell you. Anyways, so now they want to teach. So this got all turned around because what do Democrats do? They spin the truth. They spin. So this is why they're able so easily to manipulate for power. Now, I worked for the San Francisco District Attorney's Office with Kamala Harris down the hall, Christine Pelosi, Pelosi's daughter. Newsom started the Board of Supervisors in 1998 when I came on board after law school with the District Attorney's Office. I was there in all of that. And I never saw Kamala do a day's work. I just didn't. I mean, it was just, you know, going to Terrence's office past hers. She was out with Mayor Brown. And I have to say I have a lot of respect for Mayor Brown. But let's you know, break it up here a little bit. He was a married man, unfaithful to his wife, to screw Kamala Harris, which I just, ugh, gross, can't imagine. I don't want to imagine. I'm not going to imagine. So this is what her time was spent. I'd get in the elevator going to court and or wherever in the office, the courthouse on Bryant Street, Hall of Justice, it was called. And they would be snuggled on the elevator or he would be coming up to her office with a bunch of red roses, long stem red roses. It was really disgusting and it was rather embarrassing for all of us. So I've been in that world. Also, I'm going to be going for justice for the community court, neighborhood court program that on the DA's website, it says it started in 2010. Now, I don't know for sure because I haven't looked it up yet, but I'll bet that 2010 was when Kamala Harris was the DA there. It would be something she would do is steal somebody else's thunder. My work. I took one case in 1998, and I took it all the way through the roof. I got the permanent funding. I was there every day in the courts. I did everything. I even created the paperwork that the program ran on for three neighborhoods. So I'm going to be working on that justice because I'm sick of it. But I really resent Democrats because I have a beautiful car. I have a Jeep, and I'm just a Jeep person, okay? And I can't risk putting a conservative bumper sticker for America on my Jeep. Because I know that the nuts will set fire to it. And they also have this lynch mob mentality. And I resist. And this radio show is about resisting. Okay? We are going to be free here. Like I said, nobody's going to be spitting on you. But what I'm very disappointed in is lesbians. I'm going to talk and share about my coming out of a serious car accident when I was 17, and how the lesbian community rallied around me and supported me as a butch. And now I'm getting verbally assaulted because I go in a bathroom, and this happened to me near where I live, and I was having dinner with my girlfriend, and I got verbally assaulted waiting for our car, the valet, and it began in the restroom. And she thought I was trans and trying to pick up on her. Now, this is the other thing. I don't believe in trans. I'm sorry. But just because I'm a lesbian doesn't mean I have to buy into all of it. It's ridiculous. I get to make choices. Choice. And I came out of discrimination, barely alive. And you're going to hear about that because I think as long as lesbians today get a decent table at a restaurant and have happy hour, they don't give a shit about what us older lesbians went through to give you that. Can you imagine myself not being able to have a table if I was with another woman? That happened. Happened all the time. Men coming into a lesbian bar. Yes, we had them then. And harassing my girlfriend, trying to get her to go out, not understanding the concept. She's with me. She's not straight. She's not going with you. And him waiting on the outside to grab her. And luckily, I can fight. Okay? Growing up with brothers and a fighter pilot dad and a mom who don't take no shit, I can fight. So that was, I knocked him out. He hit the sidewalk, his face was all bloody, and we ran off. But, you know, I'm going to talk about some of those things, and I'm going to talk about the importance of supporting your sister. And what I hear and see today is shameful. It is absolutely shameful. It's embarrassing. Y'all running around like you're just, you know, you save the blacks, you save the Hispanics, you save the trans and the part trans and the wannabe trans, and you know, you know, you're all for, you know, people going into political office because they're black or gay or lesbian. And it's insulting to me. It's insulting because you know what you're saying when you just hire the first black that walks in the door? What you're saying is there aren't any competent blacks. You're saying there aren't any competent lesbians. So you just got to pick the idiot that knocks on the door. Look at Baltimore City. Look at the governor of Oregon. Look at the nutcase who I think she's still the governor of Hawaii. Oh, my God. Dumb has taken a new level alone. Dumb as rocks. Defund the police. Who does that hurt most? Women. We fought to have a place in police departments, law enforcement. I did. We need the protections. You start dumbing yourself up and defund police. Not one woman should ever have voted for defund police. We need to handle it. I'm a professional offender program designer. I mean, look on the website at the San Francisco DA's neighborhood court. I built that. I don't have justice on that yet. I'm reaching out to the Chronicle for that. But you've got to have programs. You've got to have programs in every city that deals with bad cops. There's very few bad cops, but there are bad cops, and we don't want them on the street. But at the same point, cops are not robots. They're not AI. They have a bad day. You have a bad day. It's insane. It's insane. Democrats are crazy. They need to all be locked up in an institution. Excuse me, I'm going to have a spot of water. All right, so more on that. I want L out of the alphabet. And also, pre Biden and all the idiots, incompetents and corrupt, there was a LGBT Jeep Club. Now it's LGBT plus A. And the women's Jeep Club, lesbian clubs, are now plus A. You know what plus A is? I'm sure you do, but I didn't. Plus allies. So now lesbians cannot even have their own space. I don't want to go out on a Jeep trip in the woods or out in the dunes and have, you know, men, straight men coming around, or even men at all. I want to feel safe. I want to go out with my sisters and have fun. Talk about sisterhood stuff. And then, you know, dating sites. I was on one for a short time, and it was garbage. Because the filters, you fill out all this stuff on Zosk or whatever it is. That's one of the worst. It's all I tried, but I've read about. And who's doing the 10 best lesbian sites for dating? Who's doing that? Lesbians aren't writing that. Some straight person. What do they know about what we need? So you filled us out on the sisterhood issue and also on politics. You've all hidden under the table. And this show, my goal is to get us out from under, because I was oppressed growing up so badly as a lesbian. that I realized, and it hit me right between the eyes, that I was being oppressed by my own community. I don't believe in transgender. I don't believe in transgender for people with autism and disabled. That's a pretty heavy load to put on individuals that don't have full capacity. And I know one kid who is cognitively challenged and also trans, and his life is ruined. He hides in his apartment. He can't handle anything. So all of this, let it hang out, do what you want, groovy stuff, is just dangerous. Okay, so I wanted to talk about Biden's idiocy and the fact that he closed the pipelines down. So gas was $2.93 under Trump. Taxes were so low, I actually had a paycheck. And so under Biden, okay, LA. All right, Torrance, California, we've got regular gasoline, regular, okay, the cheap shit, $6.29 a gallon. The plus gasoline is $6.49. V-Power gasoline, hell, I don't know what that is, $6.59. Diesel, I don't like diesel too much because it's real dirty and smelly, but I understand talking to a guy at the pet food store place the other day. He said they've got so much smog and everything on it. And when he started it, you know, I didn't see that black smoke that you're so used to seeing with diesels. So they've done a very environmental thing with that. Anyways, diesel is $6.19. So now, idiot, I'm going to say a lot about Newsom because it's been a little shocking since I know him. And I have a photo op picture with him. And I'm from Marin, so, you know, he has or had a house there. I used to see him in a local restaurant all the time, chat with him. I am shocked of his behavior and his just, okay, we're going to talk about that some other time because I get real riled because I miss California, and I'm going to get out of California as soon as I can. I want to go back to Florida where I lived for about 3 years as a kid. So that's my direction, and I don't give a darn about a hurricane. I got bodies out of Loma Prieta after, you know, concrete slabs from bridges dropped and destroyed. And then, you know, 1902, the collapse of San Francisco. And do you know, I asked a contractor yesterday what a 2x4 was today. And let me see. I wrote it down. Oh, $7. $7 pre-Bidenism, a 2x4 was 95 cents. So when people ask me, you know, sometimes why I'm a conservative, it is, there's so many reasons. Quality of life. And all of this manipulation. Now, I do a lot of research. I've done a lot of research for my whole adult life because everything I've done and work and play has been regarding research. And so I've noticed now that the woke has spun everything. I can't get the truth out of anything. When I'm trying to do research on DOJ statistics, you used to be able to see right there, you know, how many women. Oh, and then Newsom letting out killers, murderers, because he didn't want them to get sick from COVID. And what's the guy do that was in for murdering his mother? Within minutes of his release, he jumped and stabbed a girl walking across the street. The muggings, the crime. And you were, and you, people voted for all this chaos, you know, it was a bad cop. And then the blacks go on the lynch mob trail, and everybody, not everybody, thank God, many people. And then we've got Newsom signing off on reparations to blacks from the 1800s. I mean, that's over. So if idiot Newsom's going to do that, I want to have reparations for women, white women, Asian women, because of their slavery. But slavery happened all over the country. It's over. It was biblical times. I don't believe in discrimination, period. I like people. If they're good people, ethical, it's not Hunter Biden. I don't care the color. I don't care anything. If they're nice, upstanding people with goals and working for a living would be nice, you know, or if out of work, you know. So anyways, I'm about run out of time here. So this is kind of giving you a snapshot of what this is going to be here. And I hope that conservative lesbians jump on. And you know, housing, somebody I know just bought a house in Texas, and 5-bedroom, $230,000, and comes with land and trees and an American flag. And their home in California is one of those things that are being slapped up everywhere. We've got, in my little town, we've got builders building these, you know what I mean, cardboard houses, I think they usually call them. And they're 4- and 5-bedroom. Who's buying those? People can't afford rent here. So we're going to talk about all kinds of issues. Affordable housing is something I happen to know a lot about, and I'm very compassionate about it. I'm very unhappy with California housing. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about maybe touch a little bit on SSI and trying to live in California and how that's working. And so I'm going to touch on a lot of things, and then it will depend on callers what you want to hear. Now, for now, until I figure out how to do all this here in my studio, you can reach out to me on totallytraumaticbrain.com. You can email me there, okay? And you can ask any questions that you'd like. But we're going to be doing a lot of things. I'm just tired. I got to the point where I was just fed up with incompetence and violence oppressing me once again, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to allow it. So you heard it here, folks. Make America grow up again. Okay? And so we're gonna be talking about a lot of things, even if you have a Jeep. I love to talk about my Jeep. I mean, it's my dream Jeep, you know. I finally got my dream Jeep. I had one before, but I bought that with my partner. And you know how that goes. It had to go. I wanted her off the title very badly, so I was free to kind of go in a different direction. So I did. But anyways, I'm just excited about this program. I'm excited. I just can't wait. So I'm going to be here, but you'll see my schedule. It won't be during the week. I think the weekend's going to be a better time. So I think that's where I'm going to go, is do a weekend. I don't know whether Saturday or Sunday. There we go. There's the alert. All right. Well, thank you for listening, and see my podcast on Spotify. Have a really great weekend. It's Friday, and I'll be talking to you soon. All right. Take care. And we are on our way.